Welcome to Chip Health with Dr. Hans Diehl. On today's broadcast, we'll discover effective ways to be healthy by choice and not by chance. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at the complete health improvement programs offered across the country and around the world. The results are proven. The benefits, priceless. I'm your Chip Health host, Charles Mills. We have an enemy in this country that is killing more Americans each year than all the wars that took place in the last 100 years. This enemy is operating without fanfare, quietly, effectively snuffing out lives without making headlines or causing Congress to meet in emergency session. And here's the most amazing part. You and I, we are allowing this dangerous villain to operate unfettered right in our own families. As a matter of fact, we invite him to join us for almost every meal. Who is this dangerous devil, this malcontent militant, this heartless terrorist? He goes by many names, but we know him mostly by his three-letter title, F-A-T. That's right, fat. And what we don't know about this deadly intruder is killing us. Dr. Diehl, am I being overdramatic here? Is the fat in our diet really all that bad for us?
Boy, you got my attention. I was wondering what we're going to talk about today. Well, you set the stage for getting our attention into paying a little bit more attention to really a dietary component that is really insidiously undermining our health. By filling up our bodies, by filling up our arteries, and by filling up our brains. And, you know, we need to really, really take a close look at this component of our diet called fat.
But, of course, the dichotomy here is that you have told us before that we do need some fat in our diet.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, some of the fats are essential for good health. We talk about omega-3 fats. They're essential for good health. But what we are concerned about is the amount, the excessive amount of oil, fat, and grease in our diet.
And we are eating this on a regular basis, so something tells me that the introduction of fat is not unusual in our society, and it may be hiding in plain sight. Would I be on the right track here?
Yes, it is. You know, we probably should have about 30 to 45 grams of fat, oil, and grease in our diet, but most of us are probably getting more like 80 to 120 grams of fat. So, you know, we're talking about the excessive intake of fat, probably 2 to 3 times the amount. We are consuming, when it comes to percentage of all the calories that we eat, probably about 35% of the calories we eat comes from fat, oil, and grease. And some researchers feel it would be much better to maybe reduce it to 10, to certainly no more than 20% at the most. So we should really cut it in half, at least in half, and maybe even cut back even more.
Now, fat, oil, and grease, that is very common in cooking today in the standard American diet. What is this doing to us, Dr. Diehl? You've had the opportunity to study this in depth. What does it look like when this fat goes into our body, and what kind of damage are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, we have to recognize that fat is the most concentrated calorie source that you can find, because for every gram of fat, you have actually 9 calories. So this is concentrated energy. When you take, for instance, starch, you have only 4 calories per gram. But with fat, it's 9 calories per gram. So number one, fat is very, very concentrated, and it tends to accumulate much faster in our body. So it's directly related to overweight, obesity, excess weight. Fat makes fat because it's such a concentrated source of calories and energy. So that's number one. Number two, fat has an effect on our blood. The blood viscosity, the thickness of our blood, becomes affected by the amount of fat in the diet. And the thicker the blood, the more difficult it is to pass through those narrowed arteries. As you know, we have about 60,000 miles of blood vessels, and most of these blood vessels obviously are very, very tiny. They're more the thickness of our hair. They're called the capillaries. And these red blood cells that are carrying oxygen and nutrients, particularly oxygen, they can barely get through these small capillaries. But when you have a high-fat diet, it's almost as if you have attached some glue to these red blood cells. They're like little discs. They're like little donuts without the hole in them, right?
Right.
And they carry on the outside the oxygen that has been then delivered to all the some 100 trillion cells. But when you have a lot of fat in your system, you eat a lot of fat, it cakes these little red blood cells as if it had some glue-like effect, and they begin to stick together. Now, just think about this. If you have a little disc and you carry the oxygen on the outside, you want to have these red blood cells go through the capillaries single file. If they glue together, if you have 3, 4, 5 stuck together, you're missing all the surface areas, don't you?
Yes, you are, because they're stuck together, and all you have is the surface area around the outside of that clump, as opposed to all of that division of surface area inside the clump. Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So that means you have less surface exposed where you would carry oxygen, and so you can very effectively reduce the oxygen carrying capacity of the red blood cells. And so as the oxygen capacity goes down, remember, the cells are all dependent on oxygen. Oxygen is the lifeblood of the body. And so then the bone marrow now begins to make more and more red blood cells so that there are more surface areas. And in the process, the blood gets even thicker because you now have more red blood cells, more than you should really need and have. And so now you have a thickening taking place, and ultimately, as you don't have the optimal amount of oxygen being carried to the cells, especially when it comes to the inside the arteries, the major arteries, the larger arteries, there's now a process beginning to take place that's called atherosclerosis. It's as if the inside of the arteries are beginning to develop some pimples. And as these kind of pimples grow, these plaques, it narrows the diameter of the artery. So now you have another problem. First of all, the blood is thicker. That's more difficult to get through. Now, the large artery diameter is becoming smaller and smaller. And so again, you can now develop a thrombus. You can develop a blood clot. When that happens, it plugs up the artery and the blood can no longer reach the target organ. So if this is now a coronary artery, an artery to the heart muscle, and you impede or even stop the blood flow to the heart muscle, well, the heart muscle in need of oxygen begins to starve for oxygen. There's asphyxiation taking place. You have a heart attack. It means you have stopped blood oxygen from reaching the heart muscle. The heart muscle begins to die.
And if that happens to vessels going toward the brain, you have a stroke. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in general, the organs that are being fed by obviously these larger vessels, they begin to deteriorate now because they don't have optimal oxygen supply. Even if it doesn't stop the blood supply, it impedes it. It doesn't provide optimal oxygenation, and we have degenerative disease processes, not because we get older. I mean, that's part of it, perhaps. But because we have impeded the oxygen and the nutrients to be delivered to all the cells of these particular organs, and they begin to deteriorate.
Well, you know, Dr. Deal, I've seen in a video that you produced a scene of blood being taken from someone who has just eaten a cheeseburger. And if you think, listener, that this can't be seen, what Dr. Deal is talking about, the thickening of the blood, you need to look at this video. This guy's blood came out like salad dressing, Dr. Deal. There was an incredible amount of thickening and just sliming up of the blood. It's incredible to see.
And you remember we showed a movie of some hamsters.
Yes.
who had been sort of anesthetized. We would give them a high-fat diet. Mm. And then we take a look at their pouches, the inside of their mouth. And you can actually see the small capillaries exposed there. You don't have to do any surgery.
Yeah.
You can just have a microscope, and you can take a look at the magnification there 50 times. And you can actually see as the fat content in the blood increases, the blood begins to sludge more and more, becomes thicker and thicker, and actually almost begins to stop flowing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it
See?
Does.
See?
Yeah.
And you can do this with alcohol, and you can do this with a high-fat diet perfectly.
My, my. Well, we've established now that fat is really a villain when it's taken in excess. The body, Dr. Deal says, can get by with anywhere down to 10 grams a day. We can get by with 30 to 35, and we're getting 80 to 120. That's way too much, and that is thickening up our bloods. Now, Dr. Deal, I know some people are listening right now are saying, okay, I believe you, Dr. Deal. Where is this coming from? How am I introducing this much fat into my body? I don't eat a lard. I don't eat a side of beef with all kinds of fat in it. Where is it coming from? How would you answer that question?
Yeah, again, it's very, very insidious how it slips into our diet.
Right.
You know, again, I want to make that point that many researchers today feel that we shouldn't have more than 10% at the very most, maybe up to 20% of our calories as fat.
Mm-hmm.
And yet most of us take in more like 30 to 40%. And if you don't quite know what to do with this number, with this percent number, you know, here is in terms of grams, you know, we probably shouldn't have more than about 35 to 45 grams of fat. And he said, well, I don't know what the gram is either. Well, you know, that's about 1 ounce, 1 ounce of fat. But most of us get probably on the in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 ounces of fat a day. Now, you perhaps don't realize that, but when, for instance, you have a sirloin steak, that can be about 70% of the calories fat. When you have some bacon, that's more like 85% fat. When you have some of this cream cheese, that's about 85 to 90% fat. Do you see? We have never thought about that, have we? When you have some cream cheese, you put it on your bagel,
yeah.
That's a high-fat food. I mean, Vaseline is about 100%. Cream cheese is 90% fat.
Oh, man.
I mean, you see?
Vaseline on your bagel.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. and so, you know, when you have margarine is 100% fat. When you have butter, that's 100% fat. When you have milk, whole milk, about 50% of the calories in that milk is fat. And so, you know, you're much better off looking for some of these substitutes there.
Yeah. Well, we want to discover a little bit more about this, Dr. Deal. This is vitally important to our health. And we'll take a short break. And when we come back, let's find out where some other fats are coming in, creeping into our meals, creeping into our bloodstream, creeping into our arteries and causing all manner of problems. So everybody stay right where you are. I'll be right back. If walking is your exercise of choice, consider this simple addition to your routine that can pile on the benefits with each step. Using walking poles pumps up the calorie burn by getting your upper body involved. You use up 40% more calories, raise your heart rate, strengthen your back and shoulder muscles, and increase bone density. Walking poles allow you to walk faster and further while minimizing stress on knees and legs. Be sure to choose poles customized to your height.
Concerned about those extra pounds, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, depression, and heart disease? I'm Dr. Hans Deal, inviting you to join the people in the know and enroll in the next CHIP program in your area. It can make all the difference.
For more information about the Complete Health Improvement Program and to transform CHIP's proven results into priceless benefits for you and your family, visit chiphealth.org. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "When a religion is good, I conceive it will support itself. And when it does not support itself, and God does not take care to support it, so that its professors are obliged to call for the help of the civil power, it is a sign, I apprehend, of its being a bad one." Franklin knew the importance of the separation of church and state. A message from your friends at www.libertymagazine.org. Welcome back to the program. I'm Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Hans Diehl. He is the founder director of the Complete Health Improvement Program. And I want to invite you, listener, to stop by the website, www.chiphealth.org, for more information about the program, as well as information you can use to live a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. We're all after that. And one of the bugaboos, one of the enemies, one of the boogeymen of living a healthy, happy life is fat. And that's what we're talking about today on our program. Dr. Diehl, you've identified that fat is in some pretty obvious places. It's hiding in plain sight in ice cream, whole milk, beef. You talked about cream cheese and butter and margarine. We're just as well off to spread Vaseline on our bagel as we are cream cheese. Oh, my goodness. What are some of the types of fats that we need to watch out for? You mentioned that there's fats in meats and cheeses. What other types can we look for?
Well, you know, there are some of the fats that are perhaps better than others, but in general, I want to make that point that no matter whether you take one of the good fats or the bad fats, there is no good fat when it comes to overweight, because whether it's a good fat that might be good for your heart, sort of, or bad for your heart, every gram of fat has 9 calories, and as a society, we are really struggling with the excess of our body weight, isn't it?
Yes.
We have now 2 out of 3 American adults being overweight or obese.
Yes.
And we need to do something about the obesity issue. And of course, there's, you know, on one hand you have the high intake of sugar, but then the biggest factor, I think, that is contributing to our obesity is the enormous amount of fat that we eat, the oil, fat, and grease in our diet. Mm-hmm. So in general, we need to cut back on fats in general. Number two, we need to become more aware that there are some fats that are very devastating. Some of them are called trans fats. These are hydrogenated fats. These are fats that actually used to be liquid at room temperature, but then they became hardened by chemical processes by the industry, because they found that while these liquid oils can turn rancid, if you harden them, they no longer turn rancid, and you can keep them on the shelf much longer. So you can put them into candy bars, you can put them into pies, and they can last, you know, 91 years or something.
Yes.
Like this, you know? So now we begin to understand that even small amounts, like 2 grams of trans fats, should not be used. And there are some legislative bodies, for instance, in New York, that have forbidden now to use trans fats in restaurant foods. Mm-hmm. They're that devastating. So trans fats.
Okay.
Trans fats are partially hydrogenated fats to make them more spreadable, you know, like the margarines and some of the shortenings. And you should always read labels. You should read labels. If it says trans fat, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
So trans fats are really out.
They're out of
Then
there.
You have saturated fats. Saturated. These are fats that raise cholesterol levels in the blood, as the trans fats, by the way, do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they increase the risk of heart disease and the risk of colon and prostate cancer. And, you know, so we want to keep the meats and the cheeses and the pizzas and the ice cream and the whole milk and butter and most of these pies and cakes and pastries. Really want to keep them in the doghouse, because saturated fats are largely found in animal products.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have 2 components where you need to watch out for. On one hand, cholesterol is only found in animal products,
mm-hmm.
but now you also find that most animal products are high in saturated fat. So you have a double whammy there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
The saturated fat causes the liver to go into overdrive and to make excessive amounts of cholesterol. And that's why we really want to cut back on saturated fats, as they are found mostly in animal products, but you can also find them in some of these tropical fats, you know, like palm oil.
Yes.
Coconut oil.
Yeah.
You know, these are the kind of things. But it's mostly animal products that we have to watch out for.
Okay. Now, I've heard of something called Olestra. Is there a problem with this product?
Well, that used to be a product that was kind of promoted as a kind of a fat that goes through the body, doesn't get absorbed. But there were all kinds of problems with it. And fortunately, that has kind of lost its favor because when that went through the body, it created some kind of a, I guess they call it a leakage problem, in that the sphincter muscle at the end of the intestinal tract, you know, it didn't close properly, and people actually felt like they had to wear some diapers. So that fell out of favor very, very rapidly.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, fat-free foods, Dr. Deal. I've heard a lot of products now say fat-free. Can we depend on products when they say fat-free? Does that really mean that they don't have dangerous fats in them?
Well, the industry came up with some wonderful concoctions. They used to have the Snackwell. That was the big thing a few years back. And what they did, they would have basically zero fat, but then there was a lot of sugar in there. Mm. And so people would read the label and say, fat-free, hey, this is okay, not realizing that it was really a high sugar price. It was still fairly high in calories. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to trick the body. What we really need to do is we need to begin to look more for the fat busters. We need to look more for the real food, and the real food comes in the form of the way it comes in nature to us. That is whole grains. Mm-hmm. No, the barley, the whole wheat, the brown rice. These are the kind of things. And then we want to really zero in on more fresh vegetables, mm-hmm. and more fresh fruits. And perhaps there you have 50 kinds of different beans and lentils. Now, these are the real foods that are very, very low in fat. And on top of that, they're high in fiber. And that's what you want, because when you have a fatty meal, there's coming very little fiber with that meal. Mm-hmm. But when you have these kind of foods, the new four food groups, like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and lentils and beans, you have lots of fiber. And that has a magical quality.
Okay, I want to ask you that because a lot of people are confused. If a person eats a cheeseburger, their blood looks like salad dressing. We discovered that in that movie that you have. If a person eats a handful of nuts, a person eats a half an avocado, is the same thing going to happen to the blood? Is it going to thicken up and look soupy like that?
Well, you know, we are always a little bit concerned when people eat a lot of nuts and avocados because that's a high-fat food.
Yeah, but that's calories we're talking about. Is the fat the problem or are the calories the problem?
No, it's the fat is different, and some of the body handles it a bit differently. There's something magically different. As a matter of fact, there is some research now that suggests that while these foods are fairly high in calorie value, somehow the body seems to be utilizing them differently so that it doesn't quite have the same effect in adding to the weight problem. This is now in discussion, in debate. It's as if there's something unusual about these kind of foods, such as avocados and some of the nuts and seeds.
Now, I don't think that you would be surprised at that, Dr. Deal, because you have often said that there is a difference between animal products and plant products, that the body just simply handles them differently. I'm also thinking from conversations with you that fiber may have something to do with that, the way the body handles fat that is encased in good old plant-based fiber may have a very different effect on the body than fat that is in animal fiber. Am I on the right track here, you think?
Yeah, that's right. You know, most of the fat that we have is not encapsulated like this, free-flowing fat, oils and so on. But when it comes to nuts, they're currently encapsulated in a cellular package, and somehow the body does something a bit differently with it. We're not absolutely sure how that all works, but I think this is under debate and discussion.
Well, now I'm going to have to ask this question too, because I'm sure there are listeners right now who are wondering about olive oil. We've heard that olive oil is the healthy oil, that if you're going to use oil, use olive oil. But from what I'm hearing, Dr. Deal, are we still having a problem, even though it's extra virgin olive oil?
You can go to some of these restaurants, and they even have a little dish there with some olive oil, and they have some white bread, and they say, dip it in, and, you know, this is the healthy way to eat. This is the Greek style. This is the Mediterranean style. Oh, I tell you. Oil is oil, fat is fat, calorie is calorie. Even olive oil, you know, every gram of fat, every gram of olive oil is 9 calories. Mm-hmm. Be careful, because wherever you see obesity in a society marching to, that's where you then also see the armies marching of diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, certain cancers, heartburn, gout, arthritis, all these problems are associated with overweight, because overweight and a high fat diet and so on also creates a low grade inflammation in the body. It's a chronic disease process, and we are really putting ourselves at a much, much higher risk for disease.
You know, I have a case study to share with you, a case study, and that is me. When I became a vegetarian, I lost some weight. And when I became a strict vegetarian, I lost some more weight. But, you know, I got to a place where I had this plateau of weight and I can't seem to drop below it. And then after listening to you and Dr. Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic and all of these gentlemen and women out there who are studying this, we decided to leave out all oil, all free oil in our cooking, in our purchasing of foods. And you know, Dr. Deal, without changing a thing, I dropped 10 more pounds, just dropped 10 pounds in about 3 months by just simply taking the oil out. And I just want to share with our listeners that if you are trying to lose weight and you find that there's you've got to a plateau, you can't get below it, you've gone to an all plant, whole food, plant-based diet, you're careful what you eat, you have a good exercise program, but there's still that little bit you can't lose, try dropping all the oil. No olive oil, no oil in anything you buy or eat, just nothing at all, no free oil, and just try it for yourself and become a study of one, and you might discover an amazing thing happening. Dr. Deal, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we need to cut back on our fats and oils. You know, we do need some, obviously, but, you know, even when you look at olive oil, that's about 15% saturated fat. Yeah. Again, people don't think about this, but saturated fat causes the liver to go into overdrive in making extra cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And cholesterol begins to cake the arteries from the inside and thus impairs the optimal blood flow to deliver the nutrients to every one of these cells that make up our bodies.
Mm. Well, you have given us some really good ideas here, Dr. Deal, today. To recap once again, fat, I don't want you to look upon it as friendly. There's no friendly fat out there, folks. There is fat that is high in calorie. There are trans fats and saturated fats. These are fats that you do not want to put into your body. As a matter of fact, as Dr. Deal has pointed out, in those societies where the fat is reduced, so are the diseases. In those societies where the fat is increased, so are the diseases. And usually that fat comes in the form of animal products. So Dr. Deal is saying you might want to consider a whole food, plant-based diet, drop off that animal stuff and start eating that plant stuff, and some pretty amazing things will happen. I can concur. It has happened to me. It's pretty amazing. Dr. Deal, any final words of wisdom and encouragement for us today on our program concerning fat?
Well, what I'd like you to do is eat more vegetables and fruits and whole grains and legumes and cut back on fats, oil, and grease, and you'll be okay.
All right. There you go. Words of wisdom from a man who is the founder director of the Complete Health Improvement Program. By the way, if you would like to find out if a program is coming near you in your town or in your state, I invite you to visit www.chiphealth.org. There is a schedule of events there. You can find if a program is coming to you, and I just recommend it strongly that you attend that. Take your family with you, your spouse, your best friend, your doctor. That would be good. And just go to these programs, and you can learn not only about fat and sugar and all of this, but how to eat, how to live, how to eat out, how to shop, and what is happening inside your body depending on what you're putting inside your body. That's www.chiphealth.org. Well, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Hans Deal inviting you to begin enjoying health by choice, not by chance. Goodbye, everyone.